Welcome to the doghouse. Will we pull out the doghouse curse tonight on the show? You better stick around because there's a possibility.
I did it the other day for Jet Lawrence and Mark Marquez.
Well, we didn't pull it out though. We didn't I did not hear you say the word.
Yeah, no. It's in the show.
In the book of no accountability. It doesn't count
it's not
because
in there
it's
yet.
Yeah.
That's serious. That's like serious.
Yeah, we'll definitely think about pulling it out tonight. If you listen to the show, if you don't listen to the whole show, you won't know. I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but
it could
a possibility. Could happen at any moment. That's right.
Any
and then
moment.
We had, motocross, which was an interesting week. Actually, an interesting weekend in motocross this week, because it was like the front runners did not like that track. That's all I can say. Okay.
Well, yeah. Let's get into motocross, right?
Sure, let's do that.
He gets in fighting an injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But he's got enough of a lead that a 2 overall doesn't hurt him.
No. It doesn't. I mean, I think probably it's a great result, all things considered. But I mean, the gap in talent in the 250 side is so dramatic that. I don't know if he cut off a leg, I think he'd still be the favorite.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, they started talking about this guy, Austin Faulkner.
I know.
Like the son of like this Faulkner that used to race.
The grandson. What are you talking about?
Grandson. I don't know.
Well, you know the problem.
Long time ago.
you got in order to points out, you got to earn some, right? And he hasn't done that in a while. So. Yeah, I was really surprised. I said, oh, he's still, I literally said, watching it.
I didn't know he was healthy.
That's what I said. I said, I didn't know he was still racing.
I felt like such an a-hole. I was like, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I started looking. Oh, wait a second. Before we even get into that.
Yeah.
Let me calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving back from Florida after getting my toots. And last week with your tirade, we didn't even get into this.
Yeah,
I'm driving down the road, and now the big thing along 95 are these Buc-ee's, right? Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I love Buc-ee's.
But old Pedro's still there south of the border, right? He's still climbing and jamming.
Yeah.
And I'm riding back, and I noticed one of the Pedro signs says, south of the border, MX track, training and stuff.
Really? I don't know why I never noticed that. Maybe it wasn't there the last time I came down.
I don't know.
Over here.
So I got to the hotel that I was staying in that night in North Kakalaki, and I pulled it up on my tablet, and sure enough, right next to south of the border, it was like 3 training tracks with little like hacienda home kind of things, like you know, like the old motels where you just rent the one little building thing.
Yeah, the no-tell motels.
No-tell motels.
Yes.
And like they had those right there, and there's like 3 different tracks, and they got whoops, and they got this, and they got that, and I'm going,
I'm wondering, you know, south of the border is now owned by a big conglomerate. I think like a Middle Eastern conglomerate, but no more Pedro.
That's
more like Ahmed. Okay.
That's so sad.
Yeah. We have to change all those signs. Right.
It does. They know I cannot.
I'll bet that's what they did because, you know, if you build those kind of tracks and things like that, you get, and you said they have these little motels, so you know that's a way to generate some revenue. Because
I'm a spy on Google.
Did you go into south of the border? I mean, they have
I did
made,
not because I was,
did
because I was like past it when I saw the sign. Like you missed south of the border motocross. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I went back. I looked, and then like you could pull up like the street view in like the little cabin area, right? And it looked like people were like set up there, like training shops and stuff.
I think that's a brilliant idea. So it's a shame it took a foreigner to figure it out, huh?
I'm not a foreigner. I'm from here.
No, you didn't figure it out. The people that built it, you idiot.
Oh, I thought you meant figure out that it's there. I was like,
no,
American,
Pedro. I mean, Ahmed.
Pedro says Billy today. I know. But whatever.
But now he said, like,
I never knew that.
Ahmed race later.
I was kind of shocked. And I was like, I want to do a little research into it. And the tracks look decent. looking at the pictures online now, I don't know how often they change the track or something, but there's like sets of whoops, there's rhythm sections, there's a couple tight ones, there's a couple ones that look more like a motocross.
Wow. Wouldn't it be nice if they had an event there?
Oh my God.
You know,
that would just, I'd pull my fake teeth out and go back to my other ones. Just
yeah. I think that's a brilliant idea to do something like that. I do, you know, somebody actually has their head screwed on and unfortunately it's not an American.
Oh my God. I will be a fan if South of the Border sponsors a pro motocross team.
That would be really cool. That would be really cool. That's somehow I don't think it'll be called 40, South of the
Border. Whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm all in.
And so where were we? Oh yeah. So we were talking about the 250. So yeah, he ends up with a second overall, which is that's a win in my book. When you're so far ahead, that's a win. And in the 450,
and I mean, he didn't slouch. It was a 1-2.
No, I think he did everything he could do. You know, yeah. I think he could do everything he could do. And it was pretty impressive because he actually went down a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he did good. But obviously, both he and Jet Lawrence had problems on that track, you know, and it was not as good a day for Jet Lawrence.
Well, Jet Lawrence's problem on the track is Sexton showed up.
Yes, that's right. Sexton did show up.
Right.
And that was like, it wasn't that like Sexton's first time back for the motocross? Because he's been injured all season, right?
The last Jet Lawrence had was Sexton's last race in motocross.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Hey, Jet Lawrence is fast, but Sexton's fast too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem with Sexton has never been speed. It's been staying on two wheels, right? And so, you know, with Sexton, you know, he could be 17 seconds ahead of everybody else and throw it away. So
throw it away four times.
And throw away four times, right?
Make sure he finishes 5 seconds back.
So, you know, I mean, Sexton's so far back that all he can do is play the role of a spoiler, but we'll see if he does. We'll see. I mean, and I think Jet so far ahead is not going to matter. You almost can't spoil that as well. I mean, that's the one problem they have right now in motocross is that there really hasn't been, I mean, Hunter's the only competition. Consistent competition at all for his brother. So,
and even he seems
he's far behind.
Getting past,
yeah,
just keeps falling.
Yeah, he keeps falling back. So, anyway,
like he doesn't have that fight back.
And they only have one, like three more stops left, I think, and then that's it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Yeah, it's a short season. So,
it is ridiculously short. I'm trying to bring up the schedule on the other screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know, I mean, like, barring injury, and even injury, I'm not sure he doesn't take it. You know, Lawrence Jet Lawrence.
No, I actually think that yeah, I think. I mean, it's there's a possibility, mathematical possibility, that you know that if he had to sit out too many rounds, that Hunter could catch him, but it'd be tough.
There's three rounds left.
Right, that's what I thought. You know.
All right, Unadilla, Iron Man in Indiana, Unadilla in New York, and then Mechanicsville in the Swamp in Maryland.
Yeah.
I just don't see – I don't see anybody catching them.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen, which
– I mean, he's 60 up on his brother, so he would have to, like, not score any points.
Yeah.
And his brother would have to pull off a couple wins.
Yeah.
He's 100.
Oh, yeah. His brother would have to win out and he would have to sit out.
Upper 90s over Tomac.
Win out and sit out. That's the only way he has a chance. Yeah. So, anyway.
But who knows? You know, you got Sexton and putting pressure on him. That's all of a sudden like, what the F? I mean, the smart thing is just don't race Sexton.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I mean, the smart thing for him is just, you know, race for a top five and you're fine. Don't risk anything.
Run your race. Yeah, I don't know if he can do it. His ego's a little
bit. Yeah, I don't think he can do it. His brother could probably do it, but he can't. His ego's too.
Yeah,
bad.
His brother could, but I don't think he can do it. And I think and when does he show faults is when he's racing in that pressure, and he dumps it trying to be spectacular.
Yeah. I did want to say something about, you know, the 250s. I'm sorry to jump around like this, but there was this issue with, I like Hayden Deegan until he starts being a dick. And I think that's
father.
Oh,
is that where you're going?
No, I'm going with the comments he made about Joe Shimoda, you know, which I
didn't see those.
So he said, you know, it was after the last round and you know, he had to, you know, fight to pass Joe Shimoda. And then after the race, he said, oh, I'm not worried about Joe Shimoda. Well, I wouldn't insult anybody. First of all. Okay. I think that's a bad move.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying Ken wouldn't insult anybody. Of course I wouldn't say that because I live by insulting other people, but I'm saying if I was a racer and I'm talking about a guy, Joe Shimoda is obviously a talented racer. There's no question about that. I wouldn't just dust him off like that. Cause it makes it look like you're a real dick, you know, when you do that. And I said, that's really an unfortunate comment from him. You know, give respect to the guys, beat them all you want, but give them respect. You know,
he, okay. Did you see his father's comments this week?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of almost feel like the best thing that could happen to Deegan is he gets away from his dad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
His dad is like, hey, number one, bud, you weren't that good.
Yeah. His father's like a little league father. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like a little league father and he's ready to go fight with all the other little league fathers, right?
A daddy coach.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's a shame, right?
Yeah, because he's the kind of guy that I'm sure.
Deegan is just being Deegan. He's pretty, like, one of my favorite interviews of all times is, like, he came back on somebody and they were like, you know, what were you thinking when you did it? He goes, I was born to send it. That should have been shirts.
Yeah, right.
Its own mini series. Like,
yeah.
I mean, greatest line I've ever seen in an interview race.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I was born to send it. Bud. It's America.
But you're right. I think he needs to get away from his father because he's probably just mimicking his father a bit. And I suspect that his father probably points out everything he does wrong after a race.
Yeah.
You know, he's just that kind of personality, right?
I mean, I kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So that's what we had going on in motocross this weekend, with three races left. Pretty much that's all done. It's practically done. In the 250s, it's done. In the 450s, it's effectively done, short of a nuclear attack or something. Yeah. And then we were in Bruno in MotoGP, and
check cookers aren't what they used to be.
No, apparently not. They didn't do their job this weekend. But, you know, Mark Marquez broke the record for the number of sprint wins in a season two stops ago, I believe. He broke the record.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm impressed by that.
I'm only impressed with it for one reason. I'm impressed with it because he broke the record in the first half of the season for a whole season.
Like, I mean, I just feel like the sprint race is so new. It's not like, oh my God, that's a 40-year-old record.
I agree with that. But and it wouldn't have been impressive if he broke the record for the season. Okay, but he broke the record for the season in the first half of the season.
Well, they got a lot of they got to stop tanking. And Bagnaia is like,
yeah, right.
Martin is. Oh, now Martin wants to race. He's like, no, I want to stay in Aprilia. Aprilia's like, nah.
Well, you know, I was going to open the show with that Jorge Martin is a complete ass, but
he's an idiot.
He's an idiot who decides he's going to stay, and I'm saying it's not news, but that he's going to stay with Aprilia for next season, you know, which is kind of what you signed in the contract.
Instead of El Diablo, his new bike is going to be El Duso because he's going to the two bike.
Yeah. But Jorge Martin says he's going to stay. Of course he's going to stay. You know why he's going to stay? He should pay half his salary to Marco Bezzecchi, who made that bike a faster bike. You know, and he saw what Bezzecchi was able to do on that bike. And he said, well, Marco Bezzecchi can do it, knowing how swollen his head is as the champion. Right. He says, oh, no, I'm coming back to Aprilia. Well, You know, what did he finish? He finished 11th in the race, I think.
Oh, was it that high?
And lower, I think, in the sprint.
Yeah, now I have to look. Cause...
Yeah, he was like, I think he got 11th in the race.
Oh. Oh, wait, no, that's a, yeah, check.
Yeah.
No, he finished 9th. He got higher.
Oh, he did. He did get into the top 10. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
I'm
but sorry, that's okay.
Seventh. He scored 9 points.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's pretty impressive for a guy coming back, but I tend to think that he stayed out waiting for this matter with Aprilia to be resolved, and he and also to let Bezzecchi develop the bike for him. So, the news that he's coming back to Aprilia next year, not news.
I don't know. Let's see how Aprilia feels like that at the end of the season. Because Pedro Acosta's floating around, they're going to be like, remember when you said you were leaving?
Pedro Acosta will be floating around, but, you know, Ken's, I think I put it into the book of No Accountability. Ken says Pedro Acosta's replacing Bagnaia on the factory Ducati team.
Yeah, but that's Ken in the book of No Accountability. That's got nothing to do with facts.
Well, it's double No Accountability then, that's right? Double. Ken's opinion, and then it's in the book of No Accountability.
I mean, it's in the book.
Yeah, I think it's in the book.
Which one day we'll have to burn.
I still think that's going to happen. But anyway, you know, and like I said, I'm like a broken clock. I'm right twice a day. Anyway,
twice a year.
Okay, well, a season clock. How's that? Okay.
But wait, we'll finish a little bit more on the MotoGP. I mean, Marquez was out there. It's kind of boring right now watching.
More than kind of boring. It's really more than kind of boring. It's like the big kids beating up on the little kids is what I see going on right now. He's just like head and shoulders above everybody. You know?
I don't care if you're a Marquez fan or not.
Yeah.
It's just not fun watching the same guy win every week.
No, it's not. And it's never, and it's never fun. It's never fun in any form of racing to watch that go on. Right. So, but I mean, before we run out of time on the show, is this Mark Marquez's championship to lose? Because he's almost math. Let's get it this way. Here's the thing, Phil. He could actually be mathematically, because of what's been going on with Alex Marquez the last couple races, he could be mathematically ahead when there's still 8 races left to go in the season.
Now I got to look. He's 120 points up.
Yeah.
At 20. No, because the 12 points in the sprint race, and that if he gets injured, he's done. If you curse them.
If he gets injured, anything's possible. But what I had read was he could clinch by the 8th race. That would assume he doesn't, with 8 races left. That assumes he doesn't get injured between now and then. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could mathematically. Points out
somebody's
got to
put
the
a hit out on him. You know what I mean? Like, go out there and block.
I think so because it's like I look at the races as like teasers, right? The first 4 laps or so, or 5 laps, or maybe 8, even 7 laps, are you see close racing, and then he just says, "Okay, I've played enough.
I'm done.
I'm just going to go out there and I'm just going to humiliate the field." That's what he's doing, you know?
Yeah,
he farts in their general direction, which is what Quartararo is supposed to be doing. There's a French guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Frenchman, right?
Yeah.
Young dog does not that too.
Yeah. It's just getting to the point where it's like, you know what's gonna happen.
It's inevitable.
It just seems inevitable, yeah. So there you go, and we probably now we'll see, right? This is a big challenge. This is a big challenge, even for the doghouse curse. This is a big challenge.
This is a tough one.
When someone at the summer break is 120 points ahead, even the doghouse curse is an uphill battle.
Yeah, this reminds me of what is rookie season. Didn't he win the first like 10 in a row his rookie season?
Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But speaking of wins, F MotoGP, that boring stuff.
Yeah.
How about America? How about OnlyFans, right? It took porn, but we're back on the top step of the podium.
And not a single person in the doghouse had the balls to not curse Joe Roberts. We are so afraid of picking him.
I mean, Kinnett hands of cement didn't make it out of turn one.
No, it was horrible.
Joe Robertson was didn't make it out to start. What's his name? Came over and just like was like running all up on him.
Yeah, did they Did they apply any penalty to him? Because they said they were going to investigate anything
about it. But God, they should have.
Yeah, yeah, but it didn't. That didn't slow Roberts down. I mean, he was just fast the whole weekend long. Yeah. You know, but it's a tough thing. I mean, we can't pick him because you know that just means
I'd rather him win and me do crappy in the pool.
Yeah, I agree.
Then me pick him and him. Him like calling us up and be like, yo, F you guys, don't talk about me again.
But I still cheered. I still cheered on for to do that. Cheering. You know, cheering. It's like we don't get to hear the Star Spangled Banner play much after races, it seems. No. Yeah. So anyway, so you know, MotoGP's done. You know, Gonzalez is doing what he needs to do, right? He's bringing in enough points to do that, and you know, with his top two competitors, both of his top two competitors went out of the race.
You
can't plan it any better, right?
No,
he ended up with he ended up with a second, right? He ended up with a second, correct?
Second
or third?
Third.
Ball he got third.
Yeah, lonely third. Right?
Yeah, a lonely third. And so it was interesting. It was interesting how the team wouldn't tell him. The team wouldn't let him know because they thought he would, you know, if they told him too early. They did tell him, but not to the later laps.
Okay.
Not to the later laps when he was safely in that kind of bubble where he had a big lead, right? So he knew that he wasn't going to try and make up the deficit, right?
But he's still only 25 points up.
You know, it's a race, right? It's a race. They don't have a sprint.
And there's still enough. Yeah. There's still enough.
Oh, there's enough. There's definitely enough. But that was still a good thing for him, right? So if he keeps scoring points, 25 is 25 points is hard to make up if the other guy's doing good, unless you just
especially
when that's five races if you come in second place, right? If someone's got to win out, so that makes it tough. Plus, you know, it's hard for any of these guys to as close as Moto 2 has been this season. It's very hard for anybody else to collect a lot of points right now. Yeah. So.
Then we have like what, a month off, right? The next one is
3 weeks. I believe 3 weeks. GP's off. Yeah, for 3 weeks. Right, which is just the between races break for World Superbike every time.
I don't even know when the next World Superbike is.
I think it's this weekend. Check, see if it's this weekend.
I gotta look. I fell way behind on things and now I'm kind of catching up.
Yeah.
I was just way behind on a lot of things. June, July, Hungarian round. Yeah, this weekend.
Yep.
All right. And
thank you, Dorna, for planning smart enough to actually let World Superbike come out of their cave and race the first weekend.
I don't understand. While doubles racing is fun because there's a lot to watch.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'd almost rather them never race the same weekend and have just opposite races.
That's exactly what I feel the same way. I would rather see them fill every weekend if possible. That would be the best thing they could do.
You're the same damn company.
Yeah. Just do that. Well, now it's an American company, so maybe they'll change it up.
Maybe they'll be smarter.
Yep, because they're officially now the owners. So
yeah. And then Moto America comes back. VIR, I think, is the next round in first week of August.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
Iron Man for motocross.
Yep.
So
anyway.
Yeah, we got stuff coming up. I mean,
we got a lot. There's a lot more. I mean, you know, there's a lot more MotoGP left because they race all the way into November.
Yeah.
World Superbike, they should be done in about a month.
Well, I think they have like two late scraggler races in October.
they save them.
You're like, wait, there's still a series?
We hang on to them. I would say that probably Rats Gattiaglu has got to be kind of buoyed by the success that Quadraro's had recently, even though it doesn't last for the whole race. I mean, that bike has been competitive for at least half the laps in these last three races, so that, you know, I would take that as maybe not as good as being on a BMW MotoGP bike, but better than being on the Yamaha 2 years ago, I would say.
Yeah, I don't see him coming over and making a big splash other than he's
right. I don't think him making the big splash, but it tells me at least Yamaha's making more progress than Honda.
Yeah.
Right.
Honda is just falling apart.
Yeah, they still haven't separated the F1 and the MotoGP team, and that's the only thing in my opinion that's going to change things, right? Get those four-wheel people out of the paddocks and let the two-wheeled experts reign. Just fire everybody and bring in a new team. There's people out there.
Yeah, be smart.
The doghouse, for example, we can make a winner out of them.
I don't think so. I'm not that. unless the first day of practice, we come up and do a podcast. And
well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. That, to lose. This is when you say, don't say things out loud that are supposed to be spoken behind closed doors, Phil. Okay.
I'm just saying, I can't work miracles.
I can work miracles. I can work miracles. I've found four women that would marry me, so that's miracles, I would say. Right?
Yeah, but are they really miracles when after 2 weeks they divorce you?
The fact that they say yes at all is a miracle, Phil. You have to understand, right?
Amazing. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
We'll see if I'm still as good by my 70th birthday. So. Right. Not that far off, Phil. Not that far off.
Next week.
Not that far off. So. We'll see. I still got it.
Yeah. So anyways, there's some racing coming up this weekend. Well, we got World Superbike and we got
World Superbike, which is always a treat. To see, you know, because I mean, then we have to go back to sleep.
If Raz pulls off another triple,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tougher.
It's going to be tough for Buliga. Very, very tough.
Yeah, he's not helping himself, right?
No. I know. And I think they're kind of in the meat of the tracks that favor Razgatlioglu. And then the later tracks favor Buliga, but how far behind is he going to be at that point?
Yeah, right. Like he's been pulling the seconds, which. You're not going to win. You got to at least do that.
Yeah, so you're within an arm's length.
One, two, three, four, five rounds left.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, now you got to start pouring it on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to be within. You got to be within reach when you come up to those last two races when you have the advantage.
I didn't realize the last three were on Spain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Estoril's Portugal, right?
Estoril is Portugal. That's correct.
Okay, so two in Spain, one in Portugal.
It's also a hormone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just coming off as like
it must be a really crazy track because I hear Estoril really makes women crazy.
You would know.
I would know. I would know.
I'm gonna call you the Shaw of Florida. The Shaw.
Yeah, I'd rather be called the Poobah.
The Poobah.
The Poobah. The Grand Poobah. The Florida. Grand Poobah.
I'm not calling you Grand Poobah. I used to like that guy. Cannot call you that. But the Shaw of Florida would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Crap. You know what? When I was down there, I went over to the Gulf of America, and I went by. I can't think of the name of that track in Florida that a lot of Moto America guys train at.
In Tampa?
It's like southwest of Tampa.
Is it near Fort Myers?
No.
No, it's not that far south.
I'll have to look at that.
Sarasota? No. Isn't the Sarasota where the Yankees?
I want to say Brainerd, but I know that's in Minnesota. But
yeah, it's in Minnesota.
Bradenton?
Oh, Bradenton. Yeah, Bradenton. Yeah, Bradenton. That is just south of Tampa. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I went by that, and I was like, oh man, but there wasn't anybody there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool.
That was cool. Maybe I'll swing in there next time.
You going to be here for spring training next year?
I'm planning on it.
Okay. Cool.
Either spring training or Tampa Supercross.
Oh, that'd be cool.
One of
that'd
the other.
That'd be really cool. That'd be cool. Other. Yeah.
Anyways. Oh yeah, Warren's not here today.
Oh, that's right. We didn't mention Warren, did we? That's what happens, Warren. When you go, you're forgotten.
Yeah, you are forgotten. It's been like 2 weeks. You're done. Yep. Anyways, this has been The Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. We'll be back next week to talk some World Superbike and some Pro Motocross.